Now, there's a question I've been asking for a long time, and it's in relation to young people being radicalised and having their minds manipulated by twisted wannabe terrorists. Considering there's a phone number for people struggling with smoking and people who have a problem with alcohol and people who have a mental illness and people who are addicted to gambling, why isn't there a phone number for families who are worried about their kids being radicalised? And I previously made the point that there's a terror hotline, but that's designed for people to dob in those they fear are about to carry out a terror attack. And many parents would shirk the idea of making a phone call like that about their own child. And I have made also the acknowledgement that this isn't a number that would be ringing off the hook, but we know how valuable information is, and we know how valuable it is to try and stop people who are being radicalised. So it was November 2015 when the New South Wales government then promised that they would set up such a hotline to offer parents support if they're concerned about their children being radicalised. And I gave them a rap when they announced this. But we learned 16 months on, the phone line still hasn't been set up. The wheels of government move in slow motion. It's like they're being paid per minute. And just to prove that private enterprise runs ring around the public service, there's an independent organisation that I spoke about a few weeks ago, the Forum on Australia's Islamic Relations. They managed to set up their own anti-radicalisation helpline in about 12 months. The director of the forum, Karanda Sayat, came on the program and told us about it two Fridays ago. It was ready to roll the following Monday. And I've had a few battles with Karanda after he claimed that there had never been a terror attack on Australia at the hands of Muslim extremists. And we clashed over his response to that controversy involving Muslim high school kids being told they didn't have to shake the hands of women. But I liked his initiative in getting this helpline set up, and now it's up and running. So if Karanda's able to do it on his own, why can't the New South Wales government get its act together and do the same?